Therefore, Paul states that the love we are discussing is the source of all good things and ranks it higher than miracles and all other gifts. For just as when we see vests and gold sandals, we still require some other clothing to distinguish the king. However, if we see the purple and the crown, we don't need to see any other signs of his royalty. Similarly, when the crown of love rests upon our heads, it's enough to identify a true follower of Christ, not only to ourselves, but also to non-believers. For by this, he says, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So this sign is undoubtedly more substantial than all other signs because the disciple is recognized by it. For even if one performs thousands of miracles but remains in conflict with others, they will be seen as a joke by non-believers. However, if they perform no miracles but genuinely love one another, they will both be respected and remain unharmed by everyone. Paul himself is admired not for the dead he raised or the lepers he healed, but because he said, "Who is weak, and am I not weak? Who is made to stumble, and do I not burn?" Even if you had 10,000 miracles to compare with this, they wouldn't be equivalent. Since Paul himself disclosed that his great reward was not because he performed miracles, but rather because he became as weak to the weak, he asked, "What is my reward?" "It is that when I preach the gospel, I can provide it free of charge." And when he claims to outperform the apostles, he doesn't say, "I have performed more miracles than they have," but rather, "I have worked harder than they have." He was even willing to starve for his disciples' salvation. "For it would be better for me to die," he says, "than anyone to devalue my boasting." Not because he was boasting, but to avoid appearing to denigrate them. For he was never prone to boast about his own achievements unless it was necessary. Even then, if he was forced to, he would call himself a fool. However, if he ever boasts, it's in weaknesses, in injustices, in expressing deep empathy with those who have been wronged. As he also says here, "Who is weak, and am I not weak?" These words hold even more weight than the dangers. That's why he concludes his point with them, building up his argument.